Let us bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, Marshall. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling okay. Thank you very much for the note. It's much appreciated.
Oh, you're very welcome. No problem. Little slick this morning in spots?
Yeah. I mean, we were at 35 at my house, but the air temperature wasn't the thing. If there was any snow left on the ground or even a little slush left on the ground, that's frozen. So you have to be very careful when you're walking on sidewalks and stuff like that, and walking off your house. Any slush is ice, so just be careful. The roads were A-okay. The roads were A-okay, but I think anybody that lives out in the hills here, be very careful, especially when you're walking to your car or just plain walking around the backyard, because we still have some snow left on the ground, and if it's slushy snow, it's actually ice. Yeah.
Right, and there'll be some periods of very, very light rain or drizzle. Nothing measurable. Highs today, 40, maybe low 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, 25 to 30. Little bit of a break Wednesday, enjoy it. Sun and clouds, 40 to 45. Then tomorrow night, snow comes in, mixes with sleet, and that wintry mix, Thursday morning, again could leave 1 to 2 inches. On the ground, just like yesterday morning, before it changes to rain. And the highs on Thursday will rise into the 40s. Your Friday, an effect of sun, icy winds. There'll be clouds from time to time, even a passing flurry. And temps will start in the 20s, slide into the teens on Friday. Saturday, sunny in the 20s. Sunday, sunny in the 40s. So again, it's only a two-day lived cold wave. And that has been the name of the game all winter long.
Yeah.
Just not changing.
Yeah.
And the storm track's not changing. Nothing has been changing. People have been getting snow, get snow. People have been getting mixed going to rain, have been getting that mixed going to rain. It's just been very, very, a very persistent weather pattern that normally does not last this long. So it's inevitable it has to change. And let's hope it doesn't change the last week of February.
Oh, I was going to say, let's hope it doesn't change in March is a hell of a month.
I do, we have 30 people coming to see our movie Saturday the 29th. So I'm hoping the weather holds out at least for that day, and we shall see.
What time is that party on the 29th?
It's kind of early, 6:30.
All right, so everybody comes in, they're packed in for Pat's party, and all of a sudden, a huge snowstorm hits.
And Pat has to put them all up.
And their cars are all parked, and the town gets mad because they can't plow the thing around. That would be a nightmare.
Yeah, the only thing is Pat would know in advance, so he'd have to call it off, that's for sure.
At the last moment, but you'll have all that food there.
Yeah, we would, that's right. Well, at least we wouldn't have to run to the supermarkets like everybody else would be running.
That's right, you'd have 2 weeks of food in the refrigerator.
Right, exactly.
I think you'll be all right. But you know that it's going to, we're going to get one big storm, you just know it. Just a question of what unlucky day it falls on.
A friend of mine wrote me last night. He's also a weather geek. And he said he heard about another weather service, which I won't mention names, but you know who they are, said that there'll be no snow this winter. They're predicting no snowstorms this winter.
Well, for us, that was already wrong because we did have a 6 to 7 inch snowstorm.
Right. And, I guess they're predicting from this point on, that's it.
Oh, from this point on.
No snowstorm. That's a stupid outlook for anybody who is in the professional field of meteorology to say that. We all know how quick things change. And you cannot take these computer models out to 15 days and say, well, you know what? For the next 15 days, it's saying, which is the end of the month, they're saying no snow, so anything we get in March will be anything. Forget it. By the way, so far we have put in 88 hours of editing. 88 hours of editing on this ridiculous movie. I told you I thought it was going 100. We are close to the end of the movie, but then we do a segment, as you know, called The Making Of. And there's a lot of making of. There's a lot of blips that were made in this movie. So I'm telling you, it's going to be easy 100 hours before it's over, before it's done.
Well, it's a good thing you guys don't have any lives.
Jeez.
I mean, gosh.
Yeah, that's a lot of time.
That's a lot of time for a labor of love. That the only reason everybody, the ones who get the benefit are the board of your association, because it helps you meet the rules that you need.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, that's why next year there's no movie. Well, I should say this year. You know, up at the lake. We're still thinking along the lines of taking two sitcoms, putting them together, and that's it. And we all know sitcoms without the commercials are about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So we're thinking 40 minutes, that will do it. None of this hour and a half to 2 hour movies. But I don't know if I asked you, did you get to see the trailer of A Quiet Place Part 2?
Yes.
Looks good, doesn't it?
I can't watch a movie like that.
Oh, Marshall, why not?
I just can't. I don't know why.
I love it. And what he does is he goes back to show us how the original Quiet Place started.
Well, we love it up here because it's filmed in our area.
Yeah, I know. I thought they were going to use me for the weather, but they didn't.
No.
Well,
what the heck, you know?
No, said to me. But anyhow, that's coming out, and they said that Stranger Things should be returning to Netflix in October.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, because you and I like that very, very much.
Yes.
I think that's season 5, right?
Yeah.
Season 5.
Stranger Things is good. I can,
right.
I can deal. But the movie, a movie length thing where you're always on the edge of your seat.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be enjoyed at the movies. Like, I don't mind seeing big monsters stomp things and everything like that, but I don't like these where you're always on the edge of your seat. And it doesn't have to be scary movies. It can be murder mysteries or anything. I just want to sit there and have a good time. That's me, you know. I don't want to be scared. I don't want to have to guess what's going on. I mean,
I love that. I love the suspense. I love it. So I'll be that comes out in March. A Quiet Place Part 2. That comes out in March, so hopefully I'll get to the movie theaters to see that.
Well, a listener sent me a very nice... I've been getting, by the way, thanks to everybody who has been sending me notes of condolences for LJ. But yesterday, somebody passed this along to me from Facebook, and it gave me a laugh, which I needed. This morning, I saw a neighbor talking to her cat. It was obvious that she thought her cat could understand her. Well, I came into my house, I told my dog, and we laughed a lot. And it did make me feel better, so thank you for sending me.
That's cute.
Hey, very Pat, cute. We will check with you mañana and see what's going on with the weather.
Yep, yes it is. Tomorrow's Wednesday. We'll see what the story is, Marshall.
All right, take care, Pat.
You too. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.